Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February 18th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 4.25 cents at 6.54 1/4. March wheat down a penny, 7.97, and March beans up 9.5 cents, closing at 16.01 1/2. Well, they couldn't quite get the corn, the wheat to close on their even money settlements. Corn missed by 4.25 cents. Which means that all the calls should be exercised over the weekend. March wheat broke about 10 cents late. The close lower on the day and under $8, which means the $8 calls will all be worthless, but they'll put some $8 puts. Those will get exercised with those short positions. The beans closed at 16.01 1/2, so most of those calls should get exercised. They're only 1.5 cents in the money. Guys will have to make the decision whether they want to be long or not over the weekend. The markets were kind of all over the board. The wheat broke 10 cents, you know, late in the last 15 minutes to close lower on the day. Only the Chicago wheat broke. Kansas City stayed strong. The corn was pretty strong most of the day out here. The beans had a 17-cent rally, a 17-cent break, and another 17-cent rally. Pretty wild out here. The meal closed down $1.30, but the oil was up 76 ticks, despite the crude oil being down 69 cents a barrel. The Dow Jones has been all over the map. Right now, we're 100 off the lows, down 232, but we were higher a couple of times during the day, and then back lower here late to close it out. The dollar is up 28 ticks, back over 96 cents at 96.09. So there's a lot of mixed signals out here if the Russians are going to go in over the weekend. The wheat would indicate that maybe they're not going to go in. The Dow Jones indicates they might go in. Crude oil indicates they might not go in. I mean, you know, pick your poison out here. I don't think anybody knows what Putin's going to do except Putin himself. Personally, I think it'd be foolhardy to start something, but that's never stopped dictators from trying to expand territory. So, you know, we've got the Olympics ending on Sunday. Maybe he'll go in on Sunday or Monday. Some are saying he might want to go in on Monday when most federal offices are closed. But then next week we get the Ag Forum. We should get some ideas of acreage intentions out here. We've got the corn bean ratio for new crop at 2.44. That's certainly leaning toward the beans, but I don't know if that'll be enough to break farmer habits of wanting to plant more corn in general. So next week's going to be an interesting week, a short week. Will Putin invade? Won't he invade? What are the acreage intentions from the Ag Forum going to look like? So there'll be a lot going on next week, and expect continued volatility. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great long weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday.